This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is expanding sanctions against Russia on Friday, adding nearly 600 people and firms in the largest installment of penalties since the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It comes on the second anniversary of the start of the war and in response to the suspicious death last week of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. President Biden says the sanctions will ensure Vladimir Putin pays an even steeper price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. Biden also urged the House of Representatives to pass a supplemental aid bill to help Ukraine hold the line.
We're not letting up.
Thursday in San Francisco, Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter.
To state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage, and it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas wrapped up ceasefire talks in Cairo and is now waiting to see what mediators bring back from weekend talks with Israel, an official from the militant group said on Friday, in what appears to be the most serious push for weeks to halt the fighting. Mediators have ramped up efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza in the hope of heading off an Israeli assault on the Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million displaced people are sheltering at the southern edge of the enclave. Indian farmers demanding higher prices for their crops burned an effigy with pictures of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other ministers on Friday. Farmers have been attempting to march to the capital for more than a week as part of their campaign demanding legally binding higher prices for their crops, among other things. This is VOA News. Both sides in Sudan's civil war have committed abuses that may amount to war crimes, including indiscriminate attacks on civilian sites like hospitals, markets, and even camps for the displaced, the UN Human Rights Office said on Friday. Efforts have so far failed to end the 10-month-old conflict that pits Sudan's regular armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Americans in the 2024 election year appear to be heading towards a rematch between U.S. President Joe Biden and his leading Republican challenger, former President Donald Trump. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara reports.
Both candidates poll poorly, and Trump is besieged by legal woes. Both are seen as too old, although polls show more Americans worry about Biden, who is 81 on Election Day, compared with Trump, who would be 78. Why is there no other choice? Clifford Young, president of Ipsos Public Affairs in the U.S.
Trump, he is the champion of grievance, really connected with his base on that specific dimension. And when it comes to Biden, he is the only candidate that Democrats see that can actually defeat Trump.
So unless one drops out and the party scrambles to nominate a replacement during the convention, Americans are pretty much left with these two choices. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
A spacecraft built and flown by a Texas-based company landed near the south pole of the moon on Thursday, the first U.S. touchdown on the lunar surface in more than half a century and the first ever achieved by the private sector, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The uncrewed six-legged lander named Odysseus was developed by Intuitive Machines, a company based in Texas. Odysseus's landing came after a nail-biting final approach and descent. And there was a problem with the spacecraft's autonomous navigation system. Engineers had to deploy an untested workaround at the 11th hour. Then there was a radio blackout, which was anticipated, and it took time for mission control to reestablish contact. NASA says the data collected will help it prepare to return astronauts to the moon later this decade as part of a long-term sustained initiative of lunar exploration and a stepping stone toward eventual human flights to Mars.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Russia has lost its appeal against an International Olympic Committee suspension for recognizing regional organizations from territories annexed from Ukraine, the Court of Arbitration for Sport said on Friday. The suspension ensures the ROC will not be eligible for funding and will not be associated with the Olympic movement, but does not affect any decision on Russian athletes' participation at the Paris 2024 Olympics. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music.